This being back-to-back number six for you, is it Hutch's chance today?
Nope. Hell, he's going. It's back-to-back, but we've had five. The first game has got as much rust as it is cost in terms of effort. Like, back-to-back is only an issue really on how you come into that back-to-back. If you've had a whole bunch of hockey before, then you feel it. But afternoon game to night game, I was pretty sure Helly was going all the way. He looked good last night. He goes.
Can you update us on your injured people?
So we think Lowry's very close. We're hoping that we can see him on this California trip, maybe San Jose, but if not, hopefully Anaheim. Shife's right where he's supposed to be. Mace is daily, just seeing how he feels okay. The Matthias will be longer than day-to-day. I'll list him as week-to-week right now. That's it, right?
The rest of the lineup be the same today?
Same lineup, yeah.
So in the last three games, the only able to generate three goals of offense. But do you feel like the offense has been there? The guys talked a lot about how, in watching video, the chances were obviously there yesterday.
Well, we had a bunch of chances late in Chicago, not a whole lot. Anyway, this wasn't a particularly strong game by our team. I think we had 7-8 chances last night. You're going to find that the chances for get compressed a little bit in the last half of the season, right? They're harder grinding games. There's less risk in everybody's games. The pressure and the value of the points kind of really starts to hit home. I'm not concerned about it at all. I just, these games, these 2-1 games, these grinders are how this is going to look, so we want to get real good at it. I'd take our offense over theirs last night. I was reasonably happy with the way we played. They made a bunch of big saves, so that's all. You're not going to get 20 chances anymore. The challenge and the key to it is take your 10, make the most of them, but when you don't give anything up pushing from 10 to 20. Play the game, play what's in front of you, and be patient with your game.
In your experience in this league, have you seen many seasons where it's more bunched up with all the teams in the standings
I'm sure somebody can point one. I don't remember one like this where you looked at a division and thought every one of those teams is a playoff team or looks like they could be or has won Stanley Cups recently or are capable of going on a 9-game run. Every one of those teams can get hot, or you take a 5-day break and everybody wins for the whole week kind of thing. I think everybody felt that fairly early. Right, the Central Division was going to be really jammed up.
In terms of the Canucks tonight, you've had success against them so far this season. What's kind of been the key to that and your expectation tonight for them coming in on a back-to-back as well?
We've had to play well against them. I watched them quite a bit early because of Travis and knowing him, and was really, really impressed with their game through injury. So they got beat up real bad. But in terms of the structure of how they were trying to play, it never changed. And last night's a really good example of that. They get down too, but nothing changed. They just kept coming and coming. And I felt that in the games that we played against them. It's 3-1 in there. They make it 3-2, and it's on. So they were really hard to kill, and they just didn't quit. It's Sutter back in the lineup now, and that can really help a room that's been playing hard but haven't had a lot of great results with the injuries they've had. So this will be a tough one for sure in here tonight. They play a hard game.
Well, you mentioned the grinding style of these games now and being comfortable in the low-scoring one-goal affairs. Do you feel your team does a better job in those games now than maybe what we've seen in the past?
Overall, the answer to that is yes. To get really good at it, sometimes it's just experiencing it and understanding it. So we still have a big chunk of young guys that haven't played years of this yet. So perfect example would be kind of an analogy. When we get a young player in, we can start talking about being hard on the puck, being on the puck, that there's no, you're not allowed to shark around the ice. You got to be engaged, and they don't really know what you're talking about, right? And they're not sure they believe you. And then they get a couple of years, and they go, okay, so I have to play like Blake Wheeler. Yeah, that's the guy. So you tell them now that the game's going to change. It used to be after the All-Star break. Now it's after the big break. It takes them a while for them to fully understand what that means. There's just no open ice. The shift length gets shorter. All of the hits get finished. And the first fear that you have with young players is they think that they're playing poorly because there's not as much there. You know, I used to get five or six chances a night. Now I only got one. That's the game. And you've got to accept that. So I think it's structurally as a group, we've been together now a little bit longer. We've only got two rookies in our lineup, so I think we're better able to handle it, but we're still going through the learning process of it.
One of those rookies being Jack, and he's had some chances there. What have you seen from him? Because obviously playing in that fourth line is a different role than what, or style than what he had in the AHL.
It's the perfect role for him right now to try to make the transition. So he's playing in the same kind of hole that Joel Armia was, fourth line minutes, but power play time. He's been good at getting pucks off the wall at his end of the ice, and he's been really good at skating and being on the puck, so there is no kind of sharking in his game. That's something that you do more of naturally when you play center ice. You've got to slow your game down a little bit, read both sides of the ice a little bit more. We think having him on the wing kind of defines what he sees, what he has to do. I've liked all of that. So the things that you worry about for a young guy, he hasn't shown a whole lot. He's not sharking around the ice. He's not coasting. He's on it, and he's been pretty darn good on the wall in his end of the ice.